from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's get to some of your emails to RicoB@gmail.com. A lot of people had thoughts on our Pete Alonso home run breakdown, where if you missed it, we went through every home run Pete has hit this season. And we decided, was that a clutch home run? Was that a somewhere in the middle? Or was that a who gives a bleep? That's how we phrased it. Ernest Bozzerio writes, going through the clutch home runs is all as well. How about is all as well? Not sure what he meant by that. Going through the clutch home runs is all well. I'll go with all well. How about the percentage of times Pete coming up with runners in scoring position and coming through? Listen, there's no perfect way to determine it. In fact, HMM goes on a little bit further. I love the homer examination exercise and as a fan, encourage you to continue finding ways to do similar evaluations regularly. After listening to the previous Rico, I must ask, how much or how does having to know the final score make sense when determining whether a home run is clutch? The criteria for clutch to me is all about the moment. Are you in the big moment or is the moment too big for you? We all agree that a tying or go-ahead home run at any point is clutch. Hitting a homer early in a game is also clutch because of momentum, whether it's getting ahead early or playing catch-up. A homer in the final inning when down three runs or more is not clutch. I say three runs or more because you have given your team a chance at a bloop and a blast. Otherwise, it's a low-pressure situation that merely pads your stats. The only exception to this is if you hit homers in your last at-bat consistently enough to merit the cliche, never say die. Being that guy makes you clutch. If you disagree with this assessment, please let me know. Love the Rico. All right. We appreciate it. The reason I included the final score of a game, even though, yeah, it has no bearing on if in that moment you felt it was clutch or not, is because sometimes a guy will hit a home run late in a game. Take Lindor's home run from this game. Now, granted, the Mets are up by two runs, so he hits a home run in the ninth inning to make it a three-run game. I know that some, especially if Edwin Diaz pitched a brilliant 1-2-3 inning, would argue, who gives a crap? But the truth is, every run matters, especially late in the game, especially when you saw how close Miami made this by getting the tying runs in scoring position. So the reason I brought it up and I added it is because sometimes a home run may feel like a pile-on, but the truth is you never know if you have enough runs. I admit this. The exercise is flawed. Really, any exercise you do is flawed, and I appreciate you enjoying it. And sure, we'll mix in some more. I was even thinking of doing a Pete Alonso RBI test, though that would involve a lot of work. Every single RBI from this season, he's got, how many is he up to now? He's got 51. And examining clutch RBI? Who gives an SRBI? Somewhere in the middle. I may need more time for that. Same thing with the Francisco Lindor home runs if you want to use other players besides Pete. Obviously, there is no perfect way to do it because, you know, one of the suggestions I even heard was just look at his numbers with runners in scoring position. In fact, Fred Solomon wrote this. Let me let Fred read it, and I will give you a retort on why that is even flawed. Fred writes, this is a response to the Pete home run breakdown from the last episode. I think it only tells half the story of his disappointing season. Yes, he's had some clutch home runs, but how many times have we seen him up with runners in scoring position and less than two outs, only to see him pop up, ground out, strike out? The point is, he can't even get a home run with a productive out. Sure, a homer would be nice, but just sac flies helps, especially in the first inning when you want to set the tone and definitely later in the game when you need a big comeback or some insurance. It's not fair to say he's never been clutch this season, but he hasn't been clutch enough. To that point, here is 2024 at late and close numbers as of Monday the 22nd. 140 batting average, 300 on base, 281 slugging, which is almost like impossible, a 581 OPS, two home runs, six RBIs. That is absolutely unacceptable from your cleanup hitter. At the very least, Mendy needs to move him down to fifth or sixth just to take the pressure off. Mendy was quick to move Lindor and Nimmo around. He needs to show the same urgency with Pete Alonso. So leading close, I'm not telling you the stat is meaningless, but what I am going to tell you is that any exercise you do, whether it's what we did with home runs, whether it's doing an RBI exercise, whether it's squarely looking at late and close numbers, whether it's looking at runners in scoring position numbers, whether it's looking at runners in scoring position, two out numbers, they all will have their flaws. There's really no perfect way to determine it. Plus, like Fred points out, he's had clutch moments. Has he had enough clutch moments? And I think we all agree. Like, I didn't present that as a defense for Pete Alonso. You can go back and listen. I said, we're doing an exercise. I'm not doing this because I already know what the answer is. I'm doing this because it'll be interesting to go through it. But I'd be the first to tell you, he hasn't been clutch enough. And I said this on the last Rico. I'll say it again, especially going into a series against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium and then an even bigger series against the Atlanta Braves, which it is. It is a bigger series. I mean, if you want to argue that, then you have the emotional capabilities of a nine-year-old. That's the honest truth. If you think the Yankee series matters more than the Atlanta series, then you're a child, the way I am. I'm just kidding. The way I used to be. Because the only reason you would think the Yankee series is more important than the Atlanta series is because you want to say nanny, nanny, poo-poo to your friend who happens to be a Yankee fan. But the reality is, when you look at the state of the wild card race and the fact that the Atlanta Braves have their issues, that series is more important. But I digress. Pete Alonso needs to be better. No question. He needs to be more clutch. When he comes up with first and third, one out in the first inning, he needs to be better. Would I drop him out of the cleanup spot? Okay, so here's my issue with that. Whenever someone suggests a lineup change, you always have to think, okay, well, what do you want to do? To me, there is only one option to replace Pete Alonso. If you are keeping Lindor, Nimmo, and JD, 1, 2, 3. And that option is Mark Vientos, the only option. Are we ready to take a young player that has had some success, but granted it's been a couple of short months, and just immediately say, you're the cleanup hitter? I don't know if I'm ready to do that. I also don't know if dropping Pete Alonso is going to get what you want. Like, I think at this point, because Pete is a proven hitter, a proven slugger, a proven clutch performer, which he's been in the past, I think you have to run him out there every single day in that cleanup spot and hope that he starts to get it going.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.